In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. My dear faithful, have you ever asked God for a miracle? I have. It makes sense, doesn't it? Because of the fact that we know God is almighty. We're getting ready to say the creed. We say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty. And if you are all-powerful, then certainly you're able to work miracles. If we ask ourselves, how hard was it for God to create the entire universe? How hard was it for God to create you, to create your soul, to create your body? And the answer is, it was not hard at all. It was extremely easy for God to do these things. When you are all powerful, what that means is that you can do everything that is possible with no effort whatsoever. And so when it comes to the working of a miracle, it requires no effort on the part of God to work a miracle. No effort whatsoever. Besides this, it seems that our Lord wants us to ask for Him to work miracles. There is this interesting conversation He has with the apostles about faith. And He's talking about faith a lot in regards to miracles throughout the Gospels. But He says to them this curious thing. The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith like to the grain of a mustard seed, you might say to this mulberry tree, be thou rooted up, and be thou transplanted into the sea, and it would obey you. Now this seems like a very strange miracle to ask God to do. Take this tree and have this tree fly into the sea. And so if our Lord is saying, if we just had a little faith that we could work a miracle that really doesn't seem to have much purpose, how much more if does He seem to be encouraging us to ask for things that we need that are completely out of our control and we don't have the power to do ourselves? Besides this, we see our Lord working so many miracles in the gospel without being asked. There is this situation in the gospel today, which of course is a test of faith for the apostles. The gospel says He knows what He's going to do. He's going to work a miracle. But nobody's asked Him to work a miracle. You have these 5,000 people, they're hanging on His words, and they're hungry, they're starving, they have no food. They've been there for days. And He's saying they have no food. The apostles saying, well, we need to tell them to go so they can get food for themselves and they don't starve. But our Lord wants to work a miracle. And He wants, at the same time, to test the faith of the apostles. He says to them, you feed them. Give them something to eat. He said, well, we don't have food. We don't have food. But our Lord is going to miraculously multiply these loaves and fishes. During this time of Lent, the church is going, as we get closer to Holy Week, the church is going to put before our eyes the greatest miracles in the public life of our Lord. On, I believe it's Thursday and Friday of this week, the Masses recount to us two occasions where our Lord raises people from the dead. The son of the widow of Nain and Lazarus. And of course, He does it without any effort, and He does it without being asked. They don't even ask Him to raise them from the dead. He just does it on His own. Meanwhile, there are also many occasions in the gospel where our Lord is being asked to work a miracle and where He grants the request. You could think of the blind man. And our Lord says, what do you want? He says, Lord, that I may see. He says, receive thy sight. And he'll say things like, thy faith has made thee whole. There is this exchange between our Lord and these people. These people, they have the belief that our Lord is all-powerful. They have the belief that He can work these miracles. They come to Him, and He seems gratified. He seems happy that they have had this faith And they have asked him for a miracle. He seems happy because he works the miracle for them. He cures them. But also he seems happy because he praises them. He praises them for asking. Besides this, one last thing to, just to mention on this, this idea that I think our Lord wants us to sometimes ask for a miracle. Is his language when he encourages us to ask him for things, to pray to him. Our Lord encourages us with language that is so strong, so repetitive, so insistent, that it would seem to lack faith to not ask him for things that we need, even if they might be a bit extraordinary. He says in Luke 11, "Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened." So it seems clear that our Lord wants us to ask him for things, even extraordinary things. But after having said all of that, I want to give you a bit of a paradox. God wants there to be miracles, and he wants to work miracles, but at the same time, he wants them to be rare. That's a simple fact. How many of you have witnessed in your lifetime a miracle such as the ones that are recounted in the gospel? I have never witnessed such a miracle. I've never seen someone miraculously healed. I've never seen anybody raised from the dead. The fact is that God makes miracles rarely. He does work them. On many occasions, there's many occasions in the history of the world where God has worked miracles, and yet they are rare. Even if you look at the great saints, I think of like Saint the Curie of Ars or Padre Pio, they worked lots and lots of miracles, but not all the time. There are many people who went to Padre Pio and were not cured or were not converted after going to confession to him. And the same with the Curia of Ars. There were many who were cured and converted, many who were not. So it's clear that our Lord does not want the extraordinary to become ordinary. Miracles would not be miracles if they were commonplace, if they happened all the time. A miracle, by its nature, is something out of the ordinary. God wants to work them, but he wants to keep them miracles. He wants to make sure that they remain miracles. The whole purpose of the miracles is to both reward and sustain our faith. To be a reward to us having faith in God working the miracle, and also to help support our faith, because when we see a miracle, we see obvious evidence of God, and we believe in him more strongly. So while miracles are rare, we have to certainly think that they are more common the more they are asked for. If you don't ask for them, then typically you're not going to get them. When we look back at the ages of faith, we look at the Middle Ages, where the faith was so strong, and there were so many saints. There were a lot more miracles than there are today. You do still hear of miracles today, but you hear of them very rarely, because there's so few people who are fervent in faith, who are asking for miracles, or who are just saints and are able to work those miracles. I think of the Fatima statue in the 1950s. There was this statue made after the replica of Our Lady Fatima that's described by the three children, and went on tour around the world. And as it was going around on tour, there was this miracle that was happening. There were these doves that would just show up, and they would just hang out with the statue. While it was in procession, there was all this noise and fanfare and whatever. But the doves would not leave the statue. They were just there around it. And this miracle was repeated in many different places, but only in Catholic countries. The doves never showed up in non-Catholic countries. When the statue was taken in non-Catholic countries, the doves were not there. So God wanted the miracle to happen in those places where the faith was strong, but not in the places where it was not. So miracles in our day are certainly more rare than in times past because we do not ask enough and because we do not believe enough. What if we ask God for a miracle and he does not grant it? Should we be disappointed by that? No, we should not be surprised if that is the case. I've already mentioned that that will usually be the case, that he's not going to grant the miracle. We have to realize that, of course, God has not obliged himself to work every miracle that we want to be worked on our behalf. God has obliged himself to give us all that we need to save our souls, to do our duty of state. So if you're a married couple, and you can expect from God, you can rightfully demand from God, and you will receive from God infallibly the graces that you need to live out your married state. But that's what God is bound to give himself. He wants us all to be saved. He's going to give us all the graces that we need to be saved and all the graces that we need to fulfill our duty of state in a virtuous way. But he's not bound himself to answer our every request, everything that I'm asked for. You know, I can't say to God, well, you know, you've cheated me, you've been unjust to me because you haven't granted my prayer for this miracle. That's not the case. God is God. He is Almighty. He gets to decide. So when God does not work a miracle for us, if we ask for a miracle in a very childlike way because we have confidence in him, because we know he is all good, he's all loving, he's all powerful, and he wants our good, and yet he doesn't work a miracle, we can conclude different things. For one thing, we know is certainly true is that our faith still has some room to grow. I don't know what size of seed our faith is right now, but perhaps it's not as large as the grain of a mustard seed. Perhaps our faith needs to become bigger, and the fact that we did not get a miracle is a sign of that. Or perhaps we do not have sufficient purity of intention. Perhaps we're too selfish in the things that we're asking for. Maybe I don't want this miracle to be worked really for the glory of God, but instead for my own glory. Whatever happens, we can be sure that God wants our good in whatever he does. No matter how he responds to our prayers, what he is looking for is our true good, our spiritual good, our ultimate salvation, our ultimate happiness in heaven. That's what God wants in what he's working for and however he responds to our prayer. Sometimes God is telling us that we need to pray longer. He wants us to persevere in prayer. He doesn't want us to just ask once, but he wants us to ask over an extended period of time. You know, it's the practice of Catholics, following the example of the apostles after our Lord's ascension, to pray novenas, where you pray for a period of 9 days. And for a specific request. And hoping that by the end of the 9 days, it will be granted. So sometimes God wants us to pray longer. We can ask ourselves, for instance, why is it that he did not convert St. Augustine on the first time that St. Monica prayed for him? Why didn't he convert St. Augustine after the first year of praying or after the 10th year of praying? Why did God want St. Monica to pray for so many years before he converted her son? Well, it was for the good of her soul. It was for the good of his soul. and ultimately redounded to St. Monica's glory. But St. Monica understood, I need to keep praying. She didn't say, well, this is over. He didn't answer my prayer. I said, my novena, that's it. So I give up. Sometimes as well, it's a sign that we're asking for something that would not be good for us. Or we can guess that might not be good for us. I'll be quite frank with you and said, I asked St. Joseph to help me win the lottery so that we could have all the money we need to build a school for our church. And so I chose a number that corresponded to the name of St. Joseph. You know, there's six letters and there's six numbers in the lottery. I prayed with some faith, but it was not the will of God to grant me this miracle. And I can think there's probably some good reasons for that. One reason is that if I won the lottery, then there would be no need for our own parishioners to contribute to our capital campaign anymore. And they would not have a part in the building of that school. It would just be the lottery that paid for it, right? So there would be no effort on their part, and they would lose out on that merit that they would have received. And if I won the lottery and I had hundreds of millions of dollars, it may not be good for me to have hundreds of millions of dollars. In the end, what our Lord wants is to maximize our faith. He wants our faith to grow because it's through that that our charity grows and our union with God grows. This is what our Lord wants to happen. He tells his apostles after the resurrection, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. You've been given all these miracles, all these things to see. But blessed are those who don't have that and still believe. St. Augustine, he has his commentary on today's miracle and asks himself, why does God work miracles? And he says, because we become too hardened with the miracles that we see every day. And so he wants to show us something extraordinary every once in a while to remind us that the nature around us, even the natural world, is an ongoing miracle. But because we're so familiar with it, it grows old. And we don't even see, says St. Augustine, the miracle of a single grain of seed. Each grain of seed in itself is a miracle, how you plant it in the ground and it grows into a plant and it bears fruit. This of itself is extraordinary, if we could just see it. And so God sometimes works these miracles. But we really want to be able to see how God is working at all times in nature, in our life, things that are beyond our powers to do. Besides that, God has provided us many proofs of himself today that people in the past didn't have. Through the technologies that we have, for instance, we're able to know a lot more about the Shroud of Turin and how incredible it is. Well, it's an incredibly miraculous piece of cloth. Or the Thelma of Juan Diego with Our Lady Guadalupe on it. Miraculous things of the sciences revealed. You know, all these wonders about this piece of cloth. The same is true of Eucharistic miracles. There's many Eucharistic miracles, and they examine the host, and they find this tissue in there that is close to the heart. And again, we are confirmed in our faith through these ongoing miracles that we have access to today. I will be honest and say I don't know if any of my prayers for miracles have been answered directly. I think God has certainly told me that my intentions need to be pure and my faith needs to be stronger. But we know that God working miracles can be a temptation to pride. We can think that we're really holy, like that God answered my prayer and he worked a miracle for me. Or I'm especially favored by God more than you because God's worked a miracle for me, but he hasn't worked a miracle for you. There's a temptation there. But as I say, this does not mean that we should not ask for miracles. This does not mean that we should not go to God our Father with confidence and ask him perseveringly for all the things that we need, especially for our spiritual needs. We do know that at the end of the day, our Lord has guaranteed that he is going to work one miracle for us personally. And that is the miracle that if we are faithful to him in this life, if we remain in his friendship, in this state of grace, he will personally raise us up from the dead and he will give us a glorified body that then will be taken to heaven. We will be in eternal happiness with him forever. This miracle we believe in, we trust in, because of the fact that our Lord has proven to us that he is God. He's proven to us that he's all-powerful. We know that it's be a piece of cake for him to raise me from the dead and give me a glorified body. And if he promises me that he's going to raise me up on the last day, and he's going to give me that glorified body, then I believe it. Meanwhile, as I say, while we're in this life, let us ask him for what we need, even if what we need involves him working a miracle. By doing so, we follow the example of Our Lady. You know, she was the first one who asked our Lord for a miracle. And it didn't seem to be necessary, this miracle that she asked for simply there to be wine at a wedding feast. It's not a very necessary thing, but Our Lady asked for it, and our Lord seems to put her off. But then she insists. She says to the waiters, do whatever he tells you. And our Lord grants her request because she's his mother. And he works his first miracle at the request of Our Lady. So let us pray to our Lord with great confidence for all the things that we need, even the extraordinary things. And by doing so, we will show this faith in him, this confidence in him, and so grow in our faith, and perhaps our faith will even get as large as a mustard seed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.